Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Ken Shepherd once again. The show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money, which we're finding more and more is a topic of interest to many, many people. The call-in number today is 347-989-1329. Let's see, some housekeeping. We've done about 26 million in deals recently, have a $500 million proof of funds up soft when necessary. We can go much higher than that. I've been in this industry about 30 years. We've got somewhere between 2 and 300 million. I think it's going to get closer to 500 million in process right now. Always use your strengths to cover your weaknesses. I think that's really important. It's very important also to network, and to that extent, we suggest that you stay in touch with us. My website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. You can look at the resume and accomplishments tabs to learn about us. Our phone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. Our email is fci@patbell.net, and our telephone number during the day, California time 9 to 5, is 818-585-9706. Our Twitter account is at Ken Shepherd, and our Facebook is Ken Shepherd Facebook slash Ken Shepherd or Facebook/ Creative Flips Inc. We have a class every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 in the morning, mastermind class. No more than 20 people in the room, $20 a person if you're interested in that. It's very, very exciting. We're having some fun with that and meeting some great people, networking everybody together. I'm trying to do more deals, and you can pay through PayPal for that. If you're interested in that, go to kenshepherd51@yahoo.com and learn more about how to do that, kenshepherd51@yahoo.com. You can also go to Ken RE Radio and connect with 140,000 investors for free. All you have to do is just sign up there under our link. And if you decide to go to a premium account, of course, we're an affiliate, but if you do it for free, there's no income for us, but that's fine because we're helping you, and that's really our most important goal. So our disclaimer, I'm going to read real quickly and get that out of the way. This show is intended for the listeners only. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips, Inc. And Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but makes no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. in any manner. Creative Flips, Inc. Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any actions taken on behalf of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you to understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. So we've been covering a lot of different subjects. We've had a lot of you respond to us by not only your listening patterns inside the archives, but also just learning about how we operate and talking to us about deals you have and calling us, sending us emails. And we're just really excited to have this be a growing audience. It's really taking off, and we're getting connected this weekend to over 140,000 investor base, the one I told you about earlier, that's going to be plugged into our show so they can learn more about how they can do more deals. And we always say, if we can help you do the deals, that's great. If you can get them done without us, that's fine too. We just want to see people close deals and get paid. I've seen a lot of people take a lot of courses. I think classes are great, but at the end of the day, you have to do deals, and that's how you really are going to make money in this industry. So what I want to talk to you about today is something that we really haven't touched on, but I think is very important, and I hear it all the time from people, and that is the fear of getting involved in property. And so I think the most important thing you have to keep in mind is any time in life, whether it be in real estate or otherwise, I think if you talk to anybody who's had any modicum of success, they will tell you that in order to succeed, you have to take risk. I mean, if you put your money in a savings account at a bank and you get like 1% or 2% interest today, that's very safe, okay? You know the money's going to be there. The government, obviously, we feel will survive, even though there's some obvious chances of some problems with the government being downgraded, and you know, because we don't handle our budget right in certain regards, you know, as a lot of people have said to me. And so we're really all about being a little bit on the edge and being careful when you get on the edge. So you can invest that way, or you can invest in more risky opportunities. And everything is all tied into what's called risk mitigation. And risk mitigation means just that. Mitigating means keeping away from. Risk, of course, is risk. Now, when you're starting out in real estate, or whether you've been in real estate a long time or not, it doesn't really matter. You're going to come up from time to time with situations that kind of make you pause and go, how do I make sure that I'm not making a mistake? How do I make sure that I'm not going to be in any kind of trouble, in liability, or have a problem because of what I'm signing or what I'm promising to do? Well, first of all, I remember when I bought my first house, and I kept saying to myself, how am I ever going to pay for this? And it really was quite a experience, not just flipping houses, which, of course, when you're flipping stuff, that's a whole different story because you always have contingencies and outs. But when you buy something and you actually take title and you're planning to hold on to it for either a place to live or property for investment, you have to look at it and say, this is a pretty big thing that I just took on. How do I make sure that I'm not going to get myself in trouble and lose sleep at night? Well, for me, it's always been, no matter what I get involved with, I always figure that, you know what, now I just have to figure out how to make money to pay for it. And somehow I've been able to do that. And I think that's all about mindset. We talk a lot about positive thinking. We talk a lot about driving towards the close. We talk a lot about how you have to constantly be proactive with what you do, because if you're not proactive, things don't get done. The squeaky wheel does get the grease. Doesn't mean you have to be so squeaky people are like holding their ears. But, you know, you have to just kind of stay on top of things. That's how you get things done. You know, when people don't respond to you, you give them a couple of days, then you write them again, then you give them a day, then you write them again, and eventually they're going to go, who is this person that keeps writing me? And they'll respond to you. Now, the thing you have to remember is, once again, we're talking about mitigating risk and fear. And fear comes down to just the unknown, not knowing what you're doing. So one of the things that we keep saying is, come to us. Come to people around us. Get involved with us to learn how not to have that fear. Because no matter what you get involved with, no matter who you're working with, we want you to feel confident. Fear can kill you in deals. It can stifle you. It can make you stop. It can do a lot of things to prevent you from coming out ahead. I remember when I first bought, I bought inexpensive cars when I was younger. But one day I decided I was going to go out and buy a nice Jaguar. Now, it wasn't a brand new car. It was a used car, but it was really nice. It was the first really nice luxury car I had ever owned. And this was, gosh, back in, I think, the late 80s, early 90s, when I was just starting to make some decent money. And so I went out and I bought this car, and I paid some money down, and I got a loan from my credit union, and we did the deal, and I bought the car. And as soon as I bought the car, I got some people that you know, came to me and said, how are you going to afford that car? So now I have a call. Let's see who's here. How can I reach you? Let's see. I'm learning how to use this thing. Okay, let's try this. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Sure.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It's nice to have you join us. What's your name?
Oh, hello. My name is Stephen. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Stephen. Do I know you?
No, you don't, Ken. In fact, you know, literally I was just wanting to listen on my phone so I could be in another room away from my computer. But, no, I'm happy to make, at least to, just to make an initial connection. We don't know one another. I've come to you through Ross and Connected Investors, and I'm just beginning
great.
To get a sense of who you are and simply
isn't
who you are
great?
Is what's most important. Yeah, thank you.
Well, Great. Well, you know, you're welcome to the show. We're on the topic really of fear and how it affects you in real estate and stuff like that. Do you have anything you'd like to talk about in regards to fear and, you know, what you find when you're dealing with real estate? Or do you have any questions about fear in terms of moving forward in your career as you kind of develop and become more and more successful and take more and more risk?
Well, you know, I found that at times I'm paralyzed and I move on from it, but it has affected me in my real estate business. I had a business going that was doing well for a time, and I realized that I didn't have enough courage and willingness to move through the next phases that would have made it more sustainable and would have allowed me to build a model that would, you know, just, you know, that really, in terms of really getting multiple members of a team together and not just relying on one individual and that sort of a thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, I was just talking about when I first bought my first luxury car. And I remember I paid $8,000 for the car or something, and that was an awful lot of money to me when I was just, I guess, I'd been investing in real estate for 4 or 5 years, and I had made a little money, so I thought I'd treat myself to a nice car. Because I'd always had smaller cars. And I went out and I bought this car, and I brought it home, and I put it in the driveway, and I thought, how in the world am I going to pay for this thing? You know? And somehow you just kind of got it, you just get past it. You just say, okay, well, now I've got it. Let me enjoy it. Let me enjoy being part of it, and let me just kind of figure out how to make sure that I could take care of it. And just that's kind of, I think, the attitude you've got to have with everything you do. I remember the same thing was happening, like I was just saying before you called in, when I bought my first house. Not the first house that I flipped. That in itself is pretty challenging. Okay, but the first house that I decided to keep, which I lived in, and then others that I bought as rentals along the way, because we have now some rentals, but I also have that same property that's now a rental because we moved out of that, that we kept. And I kept looking at it and saying, how am I going to pay for this thing? You know, and it's quite a daunting task to think about making sure that you don't put yourself in too much risk. So you have to kind of modify whatever that risk is and protect yourself. The other thing we keep saying to people, and we've said it a lot, and we say it all the time, is make sure you use your network. You know, find people that are around you to help you through any fear you may have. Call us, come to us like you're doing right now, which we appreciate. Call us at our office on my cell phone during the day, California time, 9 to 5, or send us an email, you know, or come to us through the Connected site, you know, whatever. We're always checking that. Dana Lee, who has been just enormously helpful to me. Thanks so much, Dan. A big shout out to you. Has been doing a lot of all the monitoring for me on that site and helping me stay up with everything that's going on there, because it's starting to get a little bit, you know, busy, and we think it's going to get more so as we get deeper and deeper with, you know, with Ross's group and other things that we're doing. But there is a certain amount of fear that goes along with anything that's the unknown, because you're uneducated. I mean, when you start out, you're totally uneducated, right? I mean, when I first started out at real estate, I didn't even know how a real estate sign it down in a house.
Yeah.
I had to learn, and I made some mistakes along the way, you know, but from those mistakes, I learned what not to do, and I started hooking up with better and better and better people to the point where if I need something done and I don't know the answer, I never say, I've got that answer. I say, let me check for you. Let me get back to you on that, because people always want, you know, they're always happy to work with you, but they always want to know that, you know, you're not overstepping what your knowledge base is. And that's okay, because we can help you through that too. And one of the reasons we decided to start doing this radio show, I mentioned it earlier on today, is that we want to have people that can reach out to us and we can help you. We can take you from step A to the closing. Anything that you need along the way where you run into trouble, just let us know. And we want to figure out how to help you with our resources, all at no cost, unless you want to join our mastermind, which I mentioned earlier in the meeting, which is $20 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Dana can tell you more about that if you're interested. But the most important thing is we're trying to create an entire environment for people to be able to look to others and to our archives to get any answers they need on whatever they need in property, whatever it is. you know, having to do with buying the assets, the fear of dealing with the assets, the fear of calling somebody you don't know on the phone and having a cold conversation with them, and knowing what to say and what not to say and how to get them to pay attention to you and have some confidence in you, you know, versus maybe somebody referring you. Because when you get a referral, obviously it's a lot better. But the fear of any fear is a word that I think a lot of people kind of go, oh my God, how do I handle that? You know, and, you know, what do I do if I run into a problem? How do I make sure that I don't stop? Because once you stop, you're frozen. Like you said, you get paralyzed. And I think that's really, really important, because I've seen points when I've been in middle of deals for many, many different reasons where I feel like, okay, I can't get this thing past this point. What do I have to do to move this to the next level? And, you know, and you just have to, like, give me an example of what's paralyzed you. Let's talk about that, because that really directly relates to what we're talking about today, which is fear.
Sure. Well, I had a business that I was doing in another city. I live in Northern California, and I was doing business in Chicago. I had a wholesaling business. And I had assembled a team, and we were doing nicely, and then, you know, things change. People move on to different things. And, in fact, I was helping one fellow who then decided he wanted to take on more in his own business, and he moved on from being my eyes and ears on the ground. And I didn't have confidence in my ability to find somebody to replace him. I found that I had been relying on him in a way that was, you know, in a sense, limiting me, and I didn't set things up so I could easily find somebody to replace him, and I just allowed the whole thing to dissolve. So I think it's this idea of finding the balance of people upon whom I can rely, and then keeping myself continually moving and being the driving force behind it all.
Right. Very, very important stuff. I mean, like, when you're in the middle of a first thing you always want to do is you want to know that anybody that leaves your business, that either A, you know where you can put somebody in to replace them, or B, you have the knowledge base to do it. You know, because, you know, when you're running a big company, obviously you can't do, if you've got a 5,000 employees like a friend of mine does, there's no way that he can know every job. But he definitely knows people in each department that could step in if somebody becomes ill, if somebody has to leave because they're going to another company, whatever, they always have a backup. One of the other things we talk about is always have a backup to a backup to a backup to a backup. So you have multiple ways of going if anything goes wrong. That's true in deals, because people say, well, I already have a buyer, I don't need any more buyers. Not in my opinion, that's not a good idea. You always want to have a backup to your buyer and another backup to that buyer and another backup to that buyer, because you never know who's going to not perform. And it's the same thing with anything in business. It's the same thing with anything in life, really, you know, is just making sure that you cover your bases, that you know what you're getting into as best you can. Now, you can't always know. There'll always be situations where you'll get blindsided, you know. Like, let's say you're going along and you're doing just fine and your business is doing really well. Then somebody decides to create a lawsuit. It's not your fault. Nothing you did wrong, but you still have to defend it. So you always want to make sure that you protect yourself as much as you can from that, you know, with trust and stuff. And that's where I don't really like to talk about it, because I'm not a lawyer or an accountant, but I would recommend you talk to accountants and lawyers about that. But the point is that you could do all kinds of things to protect yourself. I mean, life is a bob and weave. You know what I mean? I said to my wife the other day, if you could compare it to playing football, you're constantly having to bob and weave if you're a halfback. You're running down the field and some guy's trying to run at you, and then some guy comes at you from somewhere you didn't even know, and he starts to knock you down and you stay on your feet, you know, and hopefully you just go as far as you possibly can, you know. So I just think you just have to kind of reach out and never be afraid to ask questions. Always continue to build your network. That's why we do these kinds of shows. This is all about helping people build their network. It's all about helping people get better at what they do. And when they have a shortfall or a short situation, that they have some place to turn where they know they're going to be able to get some support. You know, that's what this whole thing is all about. You know, so when you reach a point, like you said, in a business where the business had a problem and you didn't know how to solve that problem, and I've been there as well. I had a business that I had dissolved also many years ago because I just didn't know what to do. But, you know, it's a painful experience because you think, man, I've done all this, I've set all this in motion, I've tried to make this happen, and now this happens to me, and it's not my fault, but I have to take the hit for it. So you have to try as best you can, and you never can be perfect at it, no matter who you are, okay? You have to try as best you can just to stay out of the line of fire. Sort of like driving a car in Los Angeles. To me, every time I get in the car, I feel like I'm in a video game, you know? I mean, people cross the street without looking. They, you know, they change lanes without a signal. You know, they do all kinds of stuff. So I just try and keep my distance from everybody, you know, and try and make sure that I don't get in any accidents. Because, you know, then, of course, if somebody says, well, it's your fault, well, it's not your fault. But even if it's not your fault, you still have to deal with the insurance company. You still have to deal with all this stuff. And it all gets back down to being afraid to take action. A lot of people get frozen. And, you know, and it happens to everybody at some point. You get frozen, you say, what do I do to get unfrozen, right? And so you have to just constantly be thinking positive, trying to, you know, come up with a solution. I always believe that the best way to look at life is by being the center of a circle. Because when you go, and if you try and go to the radius of you go to the circumference of the circle, right? You go to one point. Let's say that doesn't work. Don't try and go somewhere else on that circle without going back to the center before you go somewhere else, because there's infinite numbers of solutions to any situation. It's just a matter of finding the answer. And if you continue to look for that answer, you will find that answer. I mean, fortunately today, with the internet being what it is, I mean, all the different resources that are at your fingertips that are just 99% of it's free. First of all, a lot of it's just information online. And second of all, there's clubs for anything you can think of. There's meetups. They have meetups for people that want it. Meetups that all these people, all they want to do is talk about their Cocker Spaniels. That's all they do. They get together and talk about. So there's meetups for all kinds of things. And anything you need, I believe, anything you need today, you can find very quickly online, very quickly. And somebody to help you through it. And if you find that you're at a point where you've got, you know, you're in a frozen environment, you know, anything you're doing, specifically in real estate, but in business, if you need some help, we'll help you out. You know, we'll turn you on to our resource base and whatever we can do to help you so that you can do better. I mean, we had a guy come to us the other day, and he needed something, and he didn't know where to go to get it, and he was going to lose a transaction because of it. And we said to him, try this. And he went there, and he wrote us back. He said, that's all my problem. Otherwise, he was going to lose the deal. And he was concerned because he had nowhere to turn. And so he was fearful that he was going to lose what he started to work on, and he didn't want that to happen. So the thing I could say encapsulating all of this is you just have to be, you have to constantly be in thinking positive that the glass is half full rather than half empty, because most people out there today, especially in today's economy, are thinking, oh, it's half empty. And media also tells you, of course, nothing's going well, this, that, and the other thing, or it's going well and it's really not, or whatever. So you just have to do your own research and see what's really going on, you know. And so I think fear is all about the unknown. It's not about what you know, because what you know, you're not going to be scared of, because you say, okay, I have a resolve. I know what to do. I know where to turn. I know who to talk to. I have some ideas. But if it's completely outside your scope, or it's something new to you, or something you've never dealt with before, it could be very daunting. And you just have to do the best you can to come up with those solutions. But there are a lot of options. And we've learned in 30 years of doing this kind of stuff that it's really, there's so many things that go along with this, more than just, you know, buying and selling assets or buying and selling businesses, all of which we've been involved with. But it's about how you position yourself, you know, your mindset. Your mindset is so important to your success. I can't even stress it enough. Does any of that help you at all?
It does. It's very helpful. And, you know, in a sense, we know these things, and I appreciate very much your perspective, because it's so helpful to hear them stated the way you have and to be reiterated in a way that is meaningful, because it's just sometimes we have to hear the same thing over and over again before we're able to hear it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, there's also lots of times when, you know, somebody says to you, this is the way I think it's going to go, and you just have in your mind that it's going to go another way. and you don't want to listen to them for whatever reason. You believe in your way. And, you know, you're entitled to believe in your way, but if you're asking somebody their opinion and they've been doing it a whole lot longer than you, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. You know, it's you know, then hopefully they can give you good advice, especially if they're not charging you for it. You know, they have no reason to hurt you. You know, I don't think. You know, most people are good-hearted people. They just want to help, you know, and they just want to make things good. And I think when you say to people, can you please, you know, I really don't know the answer to this, but I really need some help. People will help you, man. I mean, people will just step out of their area and say, what can I do to help you? Because people in general are, they feel good when they do something for somebody else. I think there's something inside that makes you feel good when you do something for somebody else without any expectation of return. And when that happens, that's when you have more come back to you than you ever, ever expected. That's just my opinion of how it goes around, what goes, you know, what comes around, goes around. But it also is, it's about sales. It's about not being afraid. If somebody says no to you, that doesn't mean you can't come up with another solution. You know, you just have to constantly be thinking about options. And all these things surround all the things we talk about with making money in real estate when you have no money. Because it's all about using your mind, using your resources, using your networks, you know, all the things that you can do. I mean, this show I do totally for free. It doesn't cost me a dime. Not a dime. It costs me my time. But my time, I feel, is well invested because hopefully I'm helping people like you. And hopefully someday, one day, you'll turn around and say to us, hey, I was able to do such and such because of what you said to me. That's all I really care about. We want to help people grow. But the reason I decided to do this show on fear, I was talking to Dana Lee, who's my coordinator with Connected Investors and everything that we're doing with the radio show. And I said to her, I said, you know, what do you think about doing a show on fear? And she said, what a great idea, because so many people are so frozen in so many different ways every day in everything that they deal with. And you will always come across people that will try and stop you. You will always come across people that will tell you, you can't do that. I mean, I can't tell you how many people in my life have said, you can't do that. And then I go and do it, and then I show them what I did, and they go, I can't believe you got that done.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. It happened with my wife when I first met her. She goes, you can't buy that house. It's got this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem. I said, well, if I get the buyer to waive all that, what difference does it make? I said, I used your escrow and your title, and I handed you a check for almost $32,000. I think that's what it was. When I flipped this house, and I put $1,000 in escrow for one day because we did a back-to-back close. And I handed her the check, and I said, can you put this in the bank? She goes, that's illegal. You can't do that. And I said, how's it illegal? And at the end of the day, now she knows it's not illegal.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just hit the 90-second mark on the show. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. It's been really, really nice to talk to you. I'm going to write down your phone number and have Dana get in touch with you. What is your first name again?
Stephen, with a V.
Stephen. Okay. And she'll tell you everything we're doing, and, you know, you can kind of see what your thoughts are and everything else. But I've really enjoyed having you on the show. Do you have any other questions or thoughts before I close? I have but another minute.
Well, thank you, Ken. No, it was just great to connect with you. I appreciate your perspective and the continual flow of positive energy and really just what you're doing here. It's really of tremendous benefit. And
thanks.
Just knowing that I can turn to you or your team if I have a question is of great comfort and will make a real difference going down the road.
That's great. Well, listen to all the archive shows because we try and make sure that they have value and content. You know, we brought an attorney in one time, a guy who flips property in Hawaii, a guy who flips property in Tennessee, a very high-end mortgage guy, you know, stuff like that. And we're going to have more and more guests and continue to try and do this. But I appreciate you calling in because this is, to me, a big part of what it's all about, is helping people and having them reach out to us like you've just done. So we're going to call you back offline. I'm going to have Dana give you a call. It's really been a pleasure working with you. I've got to close the show. So
Sure. Thank
you again for calling, and we look forward to working with you and being involved with you. And to everybody out there, we hope we're helping you, and everybody have a great day, and be prosperous, be successful, and be helpful. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Bye.
Bye-bye.